This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory, if it'll play.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yep. There's a reason for that one sponsoring this hour, because I am speaking to you are listening to the CEO of Franklin Armory. Joining us now is Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are things?
Things are good. Now, just so that we can get this out of the way, I published an interview with Jay at SHOT Show. And Jay made some statements there that Jay can always back up. But because there's so many people in the gun community that, I guess for lack of a better word, have to be right all the time, one thing was questioned. So right now what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Jay a question, and then this audio is actually going to show up in a video I'm about to shoot about Franklin Armory. So first of all, let me commend you, Jay. Jay's area was the best area I did an interview with at SHOT Show. You had lighting. It was quiet. It was tremendous.
Nice.
And he gave me a
I'll
hat.
I'll have to let Sun, our marketing manager, know.
Sun, is Sun feeling better?
Oh, yeah. He's back in action again.
Good, back in action again. Okay. So when we were speaking, I had asked you a question about Reformation and ATF, and I had asked you a bunch of questions about ATF and some of your products, because your products are very innovative, and you work hand in hand with them before you go to market. In the video, one of the comments was, I would like to see what he has from ATF. So the question is, explain, and you have a version of things that's out there for the public to see, because there's certain things you don't have to discern to the public. But the question is, so when you were putting Reformation together, what did the ATF tell you, and what does the cleaned up version for that is for public consumption? How, you know, give me some paraphrasing there, if you will.
Yeah, so originally they told us it would just simply be a firearm. We sent in another example. It was a 7.5-inch variant, the RS7, which is selling quite well. We just came back from a bunch of shows, by the way, and it did very well in those events. But when ATF saw that and gave a second response, they ended up calling it a kind of a weird deal. They ended up calling it a NFA, non-NFA shotgun, but they called it a GCA shotgun, which is weird. That if you look in both of them, that there's actually two different definitions, one in the GCA, one in the NFA. The one in the NFA requires that it fires a fixed shotgun shell, which it, of course, doesn't. So that's why it's not an NFA firearm. But in the letter that they wrote back, which was, I want to say, 13 pages long, there was some proprietary information that they had in there that wasn't ready for public consumption yet. We've got a lot of stuff that we're constantly developing, and it just wasn't ready to bring that out just yet. And what I did was I contacted Dan O'Kelly, a very reputable individual that I've taken his class, which I recommend to every gunny out there. It'll definitely clear up a lot of the issues that folks might have or previous thoughts that they thought they knew it all. Dan O'Kelly knows it all. Anyways, in any case, he used to teach at the academy there, and right. he did a great rundown on it and basically looked at the letter from the ATF and then paraphrased everything that needed to be in the letter that we needed. We added a couple of things on my original urging. One of them was that Reformation would need Form 5320.20 for crossing state lines. Since then, the NFA branch has come back and said that that is not required because it's not the Reformation firearms are not registered in the NFA, so they don't care. They don't want to have those forms, and they are necessary. In fact, not even anything you would need to do.
Right. Now, if you had not dotted the I's and crossed the T's with Reformation or with the binary trigger, right? But especially with Reformation, because with Reformation, you're up against, the NFA. You're up against the NFA, which, the binary trigger, sort of butting up against the NFA, but definitely the Reformation line. What would have happened to you? What would happen to you anytime you showed that on your website for sale, anytime you went to SHOT Show or any of the other shows you may go to with that gun up there sitting there, even though it's disabled and everything? What would happen to Jay Jacobson and Franklin Armory if you guys had not dotted the I's and crossed the T's?
Oh, yeah, you would get reamed. You would end up, in prison pretty quickly. If nothing else, they would revoke a license. They would pay a visit, and they would be going after records and that sort of thing. So, obviously, nobody wants to see that. As it has been well said, there's no gun worth going to prison over. And,
right.
It's better to get it right the first time, which is something that we've always focused on, and ATF has been very good, and sometimes late, taking forever sometimes to get back to us, but they've been well-meaning. And honestly, when you get to a certain point with these guys, it ends up being a certain political scenario going on where they're going up the chain of command, and basically it's something that just you run into when you get to a question that they actually told us that we stumped them. And so I was kind of trying to not smirk when they said that, but it was quite an honor when, a high up official at ATF tells you that, and you're like, wow, okay, now don't be a kid here. Get your game face on again.
Right.
So we always do it the right way. Otherwise, the consequences are painful.
So is it fair to say that the least would happen to Franklin Armory is you guys would be out of business and they'd be tracking every one of those guns you tried to sell or you did sell to go find them, and then they'd be charging, if you sold 500 of them, they'd be charging 500 people with an unregistered short barrel rifle and blah, blah, blah. And it'd be just a gigantic storm. That's the least that would happen.
The best example I could think of is the original Aikens Accelerator, where they received a cease and desist letter, and they had to retrieve all the units they sold. Nobody ever went to prison for any of that. They had just basically recalled it all, and it was forced recall.
Right.
So, but instead of going the route they did, we've got everything, documented and done ahead of time. We've got Dan O'Kelly, who reviewed it as well, and he thought it was fascinating. He thought it was the biggest change that he's seen in the NFA since its inception.
That's interesting. But, hopefully this answers the question. I'm sure there will still be people that are questioning it, but I stake whatever reputation I have and anything else I've got on the fact that Franklin Armory is 100% reputable. They've done nothing illegal, and everything they're selling is completely legal and above board. So,
not like it's a mystery. We're right here in Minden, Nevada, making Reformation and binary triggers. They know where we're at. They've visited us before. There's, if there was a problem, they would be on our doorstep.
There you go. We'll continue the conversation when we get back. I'm speaking with Jay Jacobson. He is the CEO of Franklin Armory. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, this portion of the show. is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Joining me to continue the conversation about Franklin Armory is CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. And, of course, you can find them at franklinarmory.com and look at some of the stuff that we're talking about. With the Reformation, how is it, you made mention of how that is going. How is that product line moving for you?
It's actually picking up steam and moving right along. There's a lot of early adopters, people that want to try it out and see what it does for them. Recently, there's been some other YouTube folks that have been doing tests with it, and it's doing exactly what I said it would do, just because right. I knew it was going to do, because we can test it here and so forth.
Yeah.
People thought it wouldn't hit the broadside of a barn without stabilization and without spinning it. And I said it would do 3.5 inches, and I was called out as somebody that wasn't speaking the truth. And now that leg of the table has definitely gone away, and we're demonstrating, number one, that our credibility is still intact, as it should be, and that the product does what it says we're going to do. So, yeah, and we're still working on the other projectiles and so forth, but as far as the sales, it's picking up pretty well. Pretty happy with it.
Now, you're talking about the stabilization. What you're referring to is the rifling of the barrel. Normally, you have one rifling groove that is a spinning in some sort of a ratio of twist, right?
Correct. And if this did have rifling in it, then it would be a short barrel rifle, which would mean we would need a whole bunch more paperwork to be able to transfer these. But if you can imagine a 7.5-inch barrel that has straight cut lands and grooves, does not in part spin to the projectile. This firearm includes a stock and a forward grip, as well as a regular pistol grip. And so makes for a really compact package that you don't have to go and wait 6 months for. You can buy on a regular 4473 and get transferred today and take it home with you. The standard ammunition will tumble out
right
past 15 yards. However, it maintains an accurate vector. In other words, it keeps going the same direction. So 3.5 inches out of 7.5-inch barrel gun at 100 yards is not a bad deal. We are still working on the fan and drag stabilized projectiles. We had one that was working out real well, but transitioning from prototype to production, we decided to go a different direction. So we had a couple other designs that we're fleshing out at the moment.
So with this gun, does it have one or two straight grooves cut into it?
Actually has six. What we decided to do in the process was to use the same concept as you would have with a traditional barrel, as far as the depth of the lands, the depth of the grooves, etc., or the whole dimensions of the lands and grooves, and the number of lands and grooves. So all that was consistent. All we did was ran it straight.
So when this thing, when you pull the trigger on this, and I'm very eagerly thinking about pulling the trigger on this. When you pull the trigger on this, are you basically shooting a knuckleball? Is that the way it works out as far as the way the round is behaving as it heads downrange? Or what's happening to the round?
So our tests have shown that when from like 0 to 15 yards, it remains relatively straight. But once you get beyond that, it starts to yaw. And it will tumble, but even so, it maintains the same vector.
And you are you're 3.5 MOA at what distance?
At 100 yards.
So basically, you're looking at about the same sort of accuracy you would look at with a short barreled rifle, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, again, another independent YouTube test that was done out there recently, it actually beat a competing firearm that had rifling, same caliber, slightly longer barrel.
Right.
It was pretty amazing that I thought that we were able to beat that. Of course, we knew it would do 3.5 inches at 100 yards, but I was surprised that some of the other brands with the rifling didn't, because our short barrel rifles actually compete with that pretty well, much more favorably. In fact, our basic pistols that we sell would be able to shoot more accurate than Reformation. But then again, a pistol might have a brace instead of a stock, and it's not going to have the secondary vertical grip unless
right.
it is one of our X026s, which are a bigger package and that sort of thing.
Now, one thing I can tell you that from my observation of the rifle, just looking at the gun itself, when you're looking at it, you can't not tell the difference, because the only difference in this is in mechanically inside the barrel, right? Everything else is the same way a standard short barrel rifle would be set up.
Exactly, except for the one thing with that is we do not want to call it a rifle. That's all.
So what do we call it?
You said it in passing. We call it Reformation. It's a whole new paradigm. It's a whole new market segment. And actually, there's other manufacturers that have been designing military stuff related to this. I'm not going to say the company names, but there's high-end manufacturers of ammunition that have stuff that is adaptable to this immediately that they've already made for Uncle Sam that would work very well.
So you're not unique in this. You actually have people that are doing it now. How many people are doing it to the degree, though? I mean, because Reformation, that's been out. It's been known for a little bit.
Right. So nobody else is bringing out the firearms in this configuration. Everything else that I've seen has been related to military firearms and so forth, and this is the first time that I've seen it has been employed in the civilian market. And of course, we did it slightly different by using the straight cut lands and grooves. But
right.
DARPA has projectiles that they fired and guided that were through a smoothbore system. There's a 50 caliber ammunition or a 50 caliber company out there. I don't want to say their name.
Sure.
That I've heard that is developing something for Uncle Sam, and then of course the ammunition company that I've had long talks with, their R&D guy that came up and said that, yeah, it's sitting there on the shelf, but I don't think they're going to release it, unfortunately. So we're working on our end, and of course we're happy to work with other ammunition manufacturers. You know, we're doing this development on the ammunition side because it's fun, but you know, as far as loading, that hasn't been our bailiwick. I do that personally to go hunting. But
let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break because I want to finish this because I got questions about this because, you know, I want to review one of these. So when I get ready to go, this is sort of my ramp up, if you will, Jay. Jay Jacobson is the CEO of Franklin Armory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the news that Attorney General Bill Barr says he will have the Mueller report ready to be released to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner.
Well, I have great confidence in the Attorney General, and if that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side.
The president also has a message for Mexico if they don't stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it. And we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are ending the week with solid gains. The Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. The NASDAQ gained 60, and the S&P climbed 19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You get to hear, go see what we're talking about. Speaking with Jay Jacobson, he is the CEO of Franklin Armory. We were speaking about ammunition for the Reformation and the, the short question would be, is there a special ammunition you recommend, or you're just explaining to me what happens with standard ammunition as it is?
So standard ammunition is effective, you know, stuff that you can get right off the shelf in either 5.56 or 300 Blackout. The two calibers, we're pushing it out there. And we are still in development, and there's some other companies that we're looking to work with to actually load it for us. We're just finalizing the projectile design and getting our testing going so that it's all complete and there's an adequate package that will be good to go right out of the gate.
How many barrel lengths
are there for reformation? So, I mean, did that right go to now, standard length?
We have not been doing the standard, 16, 18-inch length yet, but we are thinking of introducing a California variant of maybe an 18-inch variant for California. Now, the reason it would have to be 18-inch is that there's a situation with certain laws that they have there, but it would not be an assault weapon, and it can have all the evil features that California doesn't like. But the only downside is the barrel would have to be 18 inches instead of the 7.5 or 11.5 that we're sending out to free America.
Well, I mean, I was about to, one caveat would be that I don't see why you would have anything beyond, or I don't see why you would have a standard barrel on that, because this is meant to fill a niche, I guess. So, and the niche it does fill.
Yeah, it's designed for CQB at this point with standard ammo. When we bring the other ammo out, there's some other advancements that we'll be able to talk about, but right now it's a little early for that.
I love speaking with Jay. It's just like Christmas every day when you speak with Jay. So that is Reformation. Now, we just had an outdoor show, and I think there was just another show or another show about to start or something like that. How is Providence doing? You've got a lot of overseas interest in Providence.
Yes, Providence has incredible overseas interest in Canada, in Australia, EU is what we are originally looking at, and England as well. And so it's still in development. It was obviously something that we brought the prototypes to the show, but we're working to get the final production SKUs all squared away, which we're hoping to have in the next month or two. And then it'll be a matter of producing them for export, as well as what surprised me was the number of people in the United States that thought it would make a very good suppressor host, obviously, because the bolt remains locked. It's not right, blowing back open or anything like that. So makes for a good option on that. It caught us by surprise. We weren't expecting that.
Well, I mean, you know, for some of your AR-type guns that are out there, especially for a pistol size, you know, I've long thought that the best way to handle that would be to have it suppressed. Because otherwise, with, you know, and I'll find out about the PDWC-11 here shortly, but most of the ones with the standard A2 cage, when you pull the trigger on a 7.5-inch barrel, maybe even a 10-inch barrel, you have a gigantic fireball coming off the end of it. So I just thought it'd be good to direct that. But then you get a face full of gas with
right, well,
with Providence, that's not going to be the case, right?
Right, yeah. With Providence, the bolt remains closed. Basically, for the listeners, probably ought to bring them up to speed, that basically you start with an empty chamber. So from that standpoint, you've got the safest condition possible. As you pull the trigger, the carrier comes back. And at a certain point in the stroke, the carrier disconnects from the trigger, goes forward, picks up a round off the magazine, and chambers the round. And as the locking rotating bolt goes into battery, a fixed firing pin is attached to the carrier. So if you can imagine like an AR bolt, the carrier collapsing on it and having a fixed firing pin in the center, and then it detonates the round. And then after that, nothing happens. The round goes downrange. Nothing else happens. Until you pull the trigger again, in which case it begins the extraction and ejection at that point. So it is a completely locked system. There's no gas blowing back, nothing in your face. But to that point with that, I believe we sent you a C-11. We do have a fantastic muzzle device called the Triumvir that is designed to shape the muzzle exhaust.
Yes.
So that
yes,
it actually
yes,
helps to blow the flash out. And what it doesn't, if you have it on a 7.5-inch, there's still going to be some muzzle flash, but what it does is it also changes the cone of the flash so it's not in the shooter's view.
Yeah, well, I've looked at that shape. I've never seen a muzzle device like on the PDWC-11 from Franklin Armory, which I've been waiting to shoot video of it just to have Jay on the show tonight to ask that one question. So I'll be filming that one tomorrow. with Providence, Providence to me almost seems like it would be a gun that gun control does not know how to address. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of some of the stuff that we try to do. We try to create products that would be able to get our brothers in arms in foreign countries to be able to have unique firearms. Same thing with California, though. We probably have to do some legal maneuvering to be able to bring Providence into California. But it looks like 49 other states, it is clearly good to go. And that would include states like New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey.
Wow. Well, that's no small feat.
My attorney is going to, when we got one in-house now, and he's going to tell me, don't make legal statements because I'm not an attorney, blah, blah, blah. Of course, you guys know that.
Well, you travel a lot. You might stay in a Holiday Inn Express from time to time. I don't know. I don't know about that. But,
who knows?
One of the other. But I kind of would defer, for anybody listening, Jay doesn't say anything that isn't already. This has been discussed many, many times. I would love to, in a non-disclosure kind of way, I think it would be fascinating to watch you guys plan. I think it would be very fascinating, very informative, because your engineers, you got engineers that are in, that are bringing this vision to fruition. You're covering the legal end of it and everything else. It's just a complete package as you try to put something together.
Well, that's a lot of fun. We have our little brainstorming sessions. We had one earlier today. In fact, you called me in the middle of it. Where I had sales and marketing and engineering and myself in there, and I can't say what we came up with, but boy, howdy, I think we came up with something that will be rather interesting. Yet another little nugget for down the road.
There you go. And I got some nuggets that are coming your way very shortly for those of you out there. But as we head into the last break of the hour, Reformation, Providence, the binary trigger, you can find all of that at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with the CEO, Jay Jacobson. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And while you're here, you can listen to us talk about things, because I'm speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Now, Jay, shortly, I'm going to be going to the range with the PDWC-11. Now, I'll tell you, one of the things that that I really liked about it is that it's called the PDW, the Personal Defense Weapon, or at least that's the way Department of Homeland Security uses that nomenclature. Is that what you refer to it as?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
So this gun is in a, you tell me the configuration, because I always get it wrong. I don't want to get out here and keep getting everything wrong while I'm here.
Oh, no, you're doing great, Bill. So what we have is an 11.5-inch barrel that we use barrels made by E.R. Shaw. We give them the print, say, please cut it to the specification. And they do a fantastic job. I've been to their factory. I've met the men on the ground floor there, actually cutting the barrels and rifling them, and it's pretty fascinating to see the craftsmanship of what they do. So we get those barrels, and then we end up salt bath nitriding them. It puts a very hard finish on it, so you get great barrel life. And unlike something some folks have in the past have used chrome lining and so forth that coats the interior of the barrel inaccurately. So running with the salt bath nitride, it gets a hard, even finish throughout the barrel, both inside and out, and does a fantastic job. At the very end, we have the Tri-Vere muzzle device that we had talked about previously. And again, it directs the sound and flash. So it's it excuse me, I got that shot show cough. It directs the not only any residual flash, but the sound forward. So it is in many ways a linear compensator, but it also has standard compensating effect with the Venturi cuts that are in it. That there's it's biased with the one on top being larger, so that it keeps the gun on target. The handguard is our FSR handguard. It's been very successful. It has a nice, comfortable trough in the middle to put your hand, and then M-lock and other what do you call it? The Picatinny rails and QD sling slots on it as well. Right. Going further back, we have the upper and lower receiver, of course, 7075 T6 aluminum and hard coat anodized. And we also add a tensioner on the lower so that between the upper and lower that there isn't any play at all. Generally, there isn't even without that, but with that, that guarantees it. And, of course, we add the binary firing system. We patented the three-point selector on the pull and release trigger, and it's been quite a wild ride with that. It's one of the most innovative things that I think we've done, and it's been an honor to get that out on the market, and especially with the safety features in it where you can negate the second round by simply modulating back to semi, or there's even a lockout provision that prevents going from semi to binary while your finger has a trigger held back. Because, you know, at some point somebody would probably do that and make a mistake. So we prevented that action from even taking place. And then, of course, with the collapsible brace, the combination, I believe, Maxim and SB Tactical worked on that, and very comfortable. Who would have thought that we would have braces, not only braces, but collapsible braces in 2019? It's quite amazing work that Alex at SB Tactical has been carrying on, and he's definitely a rock star in this field. So that's kind of the C11 in a nutshell, and for home protection, you know, it's fantastic. 11.5-inch barrel, you could probably reach out there pretty well. I've had classes where 300 yards with that length barrel can make solid hits on steel.
You also have that in, is it, I guess, a C7, the 7-inch, 7.5-inch variant?
Yeah, and that's designed more closer in. You're really not looking at anything over 100 yards. And in many ways, this is a similar niche as the Reformation RS7. Quite frankly, having the choice between the two, I'd go with the RS7 simply because you know, you get that extra vertical grip. It's a lot more rock solid in your hold. And
right.
And braces are great, but the ability of having an actual stock of your choosing, use the SL stock on the Reformation works out fantastic. But the braces are good, but having an actual stock of your choosing is even that much better.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I will say about these for AR pistols. This is the most premium grade AR pistol I've ever laid my hands on. And I've had a few. Invariably, I always look at them like, okay, I don't even know what the point is here, but besides it being short. This has all the hallmarks of somebody that got out there. This is like this would be the premier echelon gun being put. I mean, this one is just that well done. I mean, is that simply, since that's the only one I've actually run around and played with so far and I'm getting ready to take to the range, is that just the hallmark of Franklin Armory? Everything is just that premium feeling?
Yeah, I mean, we have to cold blends. You know, it occurs at every factory, and, of course, we have sales on blend products at times. But when we're selling a rifle, a pistol, what have you, Reformation, we are putting out a premium product where other brands might not consider it a blend. They would just kind of look at it cross-eyed and out the door it goes. We actually have to be a cut above. I mean, we know we're not the cheapest company out there, but everybody has their little niche, and this is one of our niches. Quality builds. We've got quite a few folks downstairs in the gun lab building guns, and they've got a lot of experience. They've had a lot of great training. I'm very proud of the staff that we have. They really do a great job of going through and making sure that everything's tip-top shape when it goes out, and that they're not getting something that's been dinged up and dropped and everything else. You know, they everything gets test fired. It gets QC'd and so forth as it goes out the door. We're very proud of the products that we're manufacturing. And again, it's all 100% American made. We were at SHOT Show and could have had Turkish carriers. We were given offers to purchase and barrels from Korea. A lot of the big name manufacturers out there, they'll jump on that because it's all about price point. And I'm an American. I believe certain things ought to come from America. That's food, fuel, and firearms. And if you don't make that in your own country, then you're not much of a country. And that's just my opinion on that.
Well, I mean, as far as your price point, I mean, there's plenty of people that I see out there that don't have the premium feel and the research and development that you guys obviously go through with your weapons that are much more expensive than your weapons are. So I wouldn't be too, don't beat yourself up about your price point. Your price point's fine for what you're getting. It's probably, I'm not going to say that because then everybody would be like, Bill, you should never tell a manufacturer that. So anyway, I just want to say that. But I think the value is there.
You could go online right now and find certain AR types that are under $400. I was looking at some today and sharing the information with sales and marketing and so forth. And how much of that do you think is actually made in America? It may have an American brand on the side of the receiver.
Here's the thing. A gun like that, you know, that's almost, most of them will get out there and say, we're mil-spec. But everybody that is in the military has an armorer waiting on him when he gets back. So if he busts it, it's going to get fixed and he don't have to pay for it. I don't see the need for an armorer with your weapons. So you get what you pay for. But anyway, we've run out of time. We will do it again very shortly.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Hour number three is inbound. Coming to you live, this is AR, excuse me, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.